Hello learners, welcome to the learning forum provided by Odisha State Open University. In this episode, we will be discussing about managerial skills. As you know, managers need to handle uncertainty, complex issues. They need certain skills. And in this world, there is many ambiguous situations, and managers need to handle those situations. So they must have certain skills to handle this situation. As Robert Card discussed managerial skills, we will be focusing his division of skills or requirement of skills for managers. Now he suggested that three kind of skills are required for managers. One is technical skill, human skill, conceptual skill. So let's start with technical skill. What is technical skill? As you know that any technology needs a particular skill to operate it. Let's say to operate a computer. To operate a computer, you need to know how to start it and how to open a file and how to type, how to save. So similarly, any manager while handling a job in a specific domain, let's say a cement industry, the manager needs to know how the industry works. What are the technologies used? So technology is one of the important aspects of requirement of skill. So in technical skill, a manager needs to know the methods, in which method the work has to be conducted, the processes, different processes may be in sequential manner, the processes may be simultaneously occurring. Next is procedures and techniques. The procedures and techniques has to be known by the manager so that he can handle the work perfectly. Because a manager plays the role of a supervisor. What is the activity of a supervisor? A supervisor needs to find out whether the work has been done as per the specification. Is there any mistake? Or if it is done as per specification, what improvement has to be done? If there is a mistake, how to rectify it? So technical knowledge is one of the important area or important skill for a manager. Next could be analytical ability and use of tools. Use of tools in a particular domain. Let's say a manager is working in a paper mill. He has to know what are the machines used and how the machines are used so that he can supervise in an effective manner. Now, this is called technical skill. Next level of skill a manager has to be acquainted with is human skill. What is human skill? Because a manager is not working in isolation. He is working with a group of people. He needs to manage his group. He needs to make the group into a team. Now, to manage those things, he needs human skill, particularly social skill, or we can say social intelligence, emotional intelligence, and communication skill. A manager should be perfect in communication skill. As you know, if you cannot communicate, people cannot understand. So communication, one of the important thing is to find out whom are you communicating and what language they understand, and accordingly you have to use the language. Let's say you are using a jargon. A jargon can be a discipline specific words having a different meaning. Let's say H2O. A person doesn't know what is chemistry. If I use the word H2O, then he probably or she probably cannot make out what am I speaking. So a manager need to have appropriate communication skill to deal with the people. Now, he has to have power, motivational power. he needs to motivate the people. He needs to have positive attitude towards the work so that other will follow the work. And with regard to perception, many a time we assume many things, and these are on the basis of perception. Perception can be right, can be wrong, but it is important for the manager to analyze the facts, the figures, the situations to come out with appropriate perception or the logical sequence to find out what is what. Next important aspect is emotional intelligence, that a person to handle a social situation should have emotional intelligence, that is self-awareness, empathy, self-motivation, and understanding the social circumstances so that he can handle his own emotions along with others' emotions. Now, let's take an example of this thing. Now, human behavior, how it changes, or your behavior, how it changes. When you are going to a marriage ceremony, you display a particular kind of behavior where you are merrymaking and enjoying. Let's say you are the same person, you are leading a funeral procession. In a funeral procession, you cannot exhibit the set of behavior you are exhibiting in a marriage function, because the social circumstance needs a different kind of behavior. You will be very sober and maybe a little bit composed in such a situation. So managers need to know this human skill to handle the group, the team effectively. And last one is the conceptual skill. Conceptual skill talks about understanding the complex situations. And now in this VUCA world, vulnerability, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguous world, you need to have such kind of situation all the time. And such scenario, you need to understand what are the factors affecting or leading to such situation, and what are the strengths you are having, or what is the strength the organization is having, what are the weaknesses the organization is having to handle such situation. You can reinvigorate the positive side or the strengths and add more strength to your organization. Similarly, it is the manager's job to reduce the weaknesses. Then the manager needs to find out what is the opportunity available and what are the threats. Based upon the opportunity available in the market, he has to prepare a vision, mission, and goal for the organizations. And to achieve those mission and vision, he has to prepare strategy, appropriate strategy, taking into account the strength and weaknesses. Now, finally, it is the threat. And what are the threats in the market or in the outside the organization? Based upon these things, he has to prepare the mission, vision for the organizations. Now, to find out all these things, you need to have a analysis, proper analysis power. So this complex scenario, complex forces acting upon the organization has to be understood in a good way so that the manager can handle the things. And a manager also needs need to know the models. There are different models followed by different organizations. Whether these models are appropriate to your organization or you want some new models to be created. And as you know, you might have heard about Jack Welch, the CEO of General Electric, who proposed many things and cross-functional team and boundaryless organizations. See, these are the things innovated or practiced by the great managers, because they could able to understand, conceptualize the whole issue and try to give a solution. So problem solving is most important, and you to find out the problem, you need to have the acumen to analyze and find out the crux of the problem so that a solution or appropriate solution can be provided. Now these are the three skills of managers. Now let's discuss in which level of managers which type of skills are playing important role. Let me start with the top level managers. What do you think? Top level manager, which kind of skill is required? Perhaps it is conceptual skill. Because top level managers need not be doing the ground level works. They are not supervising the staff at the sub floor level. So they may not be having or they may not be requiring high technical knowledge. They require conceptual knowledge so that they can lead the organization. They can provide the right direction to the organization. They can guide the people in the organization. They can motivate the people. So this is top level management, which is requiring mostly mostly conceptual skills. Now let's go to the middle level managers. Middle level managers, they need to translate the goals fixed by the top level managers. So they will be transforming or disseminating the information to the bottom level. So they need more of communication skill or human skill. Yes, they should have also conceptual skill as well as technical skill to some extent. Now let's go to the bottom level manager or entry level managers. What kind of skills they need most? As they are the first level of supervisor, guiding, supervising the staff, they need more of technical skills. Now I hope this session you are able to understand the skills of managers. Thank you.